Commissioner Ono, you had some astute observations there, but I think Commissioner Domain and Commissioner Senegal both said it. One thing, I don't think that the court should put ourselves in the middle of that, because we're going to have to make a decision. I think that the entities that provide that service need to come together, and Commissioner Domain said it as best as possible. From the bottom up, the swell has to come. And I don't think we want to put ourselves into that swell unless it comes from the bottom up. And so that means I would go with, yes, you can have a committee from the hospitals and from that professional background group to look at it and come up with something and bring it to us. But as far as the court getting involved, I have a concern.
And to clarify that, I was asking whether that was something the court needed to take on or not. So just for point of clarification, I wasn't recommending that we do it, okay?
Let me, I guess, throw my two bits in. As a member of this court, I do not feel that I should in any way be involved in either the promotion or opposition to the concept. I do believe, as a member of this court, I have an obligation to support the concept if it is legally possible of allowing the voters to decide. Commissioner Domain hit it on the head with me the last time this court decided to make the people's decision on certain matters. Ford Park was created. And this situation, I guess, to put it in the words of that world-recognized philosopher, Yogi Berra, it's a deja vu all over again. And so if it is legal and proper to allow this matter to go to the vote, I want to see that happen. I don't think this court needs to make that decision on its own. Anything else?
I would like to make one comment, Judge. The 10 million figure, well, let me back up a little bit. I wish I could verbalize this a little better. After y'all meet with the other hospitals and decide, I'm assuming that there's more than one scenario that's possible if a trauma district is created as to how it would operate. I would like to see, and I'm assuming that the public would like to see, how that 10 million is broken down, what the different components of that 10 million, if you're paying a physician to be on call, if you're the hourly rates. And I'm on the board of directors of our Southeast Texas Employees Health Pool, and I know we contract with your hospital and others to provide services to our employees at a discount rate. I know you've said that the trauma district would only pay for the uninsured, underinsured, uncompensated care. Do you visualize that the board of directors of this trauma district would also enter into some kind of contract, much like an insurance company, where there's a discounted rate? Or is your concept that this trauma district would pay for all bill charges? Am I making sense with that?
Yeah, I think we'd have to get together and basically be on the same page to define what cost is. And we do have the breakout on the 10 million. I don't have it with me, but we can get you that kind of detail.
I guess what I'm trying to visualize is, my recollection is on almost any medical procedure, and doctor, you probably know as much, well, no, the accountant would actually know more than you do about that, but there's a code on basically any procedure that's done. So I guess what I'm asking is, if the trauma district is to be paying for a procedure. We have, the codes would be submitted, and then would the trauma district be reimbursing the hospital based on, say, a Medicare rate? What percentage of billable charges? And I assume that those are things that will have to be discussed and presented to the...
I think that's something that the board that y'all appointed, though, the district would make a decision on.
Well... I agree, Counselor. I think you're absolutely right. But I think when the voter goes down to vote on it, they're probably going to need to have a feel for whether they're voting to pay for all billable charges, or if they're voting that they're going to pay a Medicare rate or whatever. I think somehow or another, somewhere before people vote on it, they're going to have to know what they're paying for.
Okay. Good point.
And to get back to my first question, after the hospitals sit down and decide, if they may want to decide there's more than one scenario. One is that the focal point's going to be Christus San Elizabeth, and that's the only thing we're talking about, or if we're somehow going to include the other emergency rooms as a, for lack of a better word, a satellite facility to feed into the Level 3 trauma center, and if so, that scenario, you know, how are they to be reimbursed for the services they provide as they stabilize the patient to be transferred? I'm just a layman, so I'm not putting this in the proper medical terms.
No, I
realize that, but I think those are scenarios that need to be discussed so that when this issue is presented to the voters, that they do have a real good feel for what they're actually voting on.
Yeah, good points.
We also